It goes without saying that YouTube contains some dark and mysterious corners that are pretty much untouched. With over 300 hours of video uploaded to the site every single minute, the sheer magnitude of the amount of content that actually exists on this platform is unfathomable. Because of this, people will often stumble upon the darker corners of it, shining light on the weirder, more ominous, and downright unexplainable uploads to the platform. We saw it a few months ago with the baby monkey mystery. We saw it in 2017 with ElsaGate, and as of May 18th, it's happening once again. Get ready, because tonight, you and I are going to be heading down the rabbit hole to explore the online mystery of TryFG and its odd connection to a small town by the name of Pelzer, South Carolina. Let's start with the most recent exposure of this odd phenomenon. On May 18th of 2019, an Anon would make a post to the X-board of 4chan with the title, "What's Happening on YouTube?" In their post, they explained the incredibly strange rabbit hole that they had stumbled upon by complete accident. Their post reads as follows. Okay, so I typed TryGF, random keys on the keyboard, on the YouTube search because I was bored. Then I pressed back and got these very weird suggestions from YouTube. Where the hell do they come from? So I tried with other random words, but nothing worked. So I tried with something similar. TryFG, and the result was even more weird. It's a 6-second clip named TryFG, uploaded by 6 different accounts that all say, "Congratulations, you did it." And then there's this video. I have no idea what the hell it should be. Now, the link attached takes you to a YouTube channel with this name. The video is about 35 seconds long and only shows static. Take a look. A day after this was found, over on the conspiracy subreddit, another post was made that's extremely similar to the 4chan one. Written by a user named Grey Money, it's titled, "I found something strange on YouTube. Help me dig deeper." In it, they walk through what seems like the exact same steps that the 4chan Anon did. This could either be someone that picked up on that post, or the same person entirely. In this one, though, they go a little further, claiming that after searching up TryFG and hitting the back button, we're able to find extremely weird search recommendations. Here's their example. According to them, each of these search terms brings up strange results, such as cannibalism, a person surgically attaching the bottom half of a dog to the top half of a cat, maggots crawling out of people's eyes, and people being slaughtered. Further on in his post, he brings to light a video that he found, claiming that it's extremely disturbing and involves what he believes is someone having their face chopped off. He initially refused to link it, but after popular demand, he ended up doing so. The video in question is one titled DBTO TDJN PTD JYN, uploaded to this channel with a name beginning with LZW. Let's check it out. Now, Gray Money claimed that this seemed extremely realistic and appeared as if it's an actual crime scene. But is it really? Straight off the bat, we can see strange camera cuts coupled with very ominous music that establishes an eerie mood. While some have been claiming that this isn't an alternate reality game, to me and quite a few others, it's ticking off every box that says otherwise. This video is just one of what seems like a series that was put together by a channel named Rosechild. The playlist in question is titled Pelzer Super TV and contains 31 uploads, with quite a few of them either privated or deleted. In the mix, we have numerous disturbing films like the LZW one that look as if they were pulled from the deep web, mixed in with videos involving finger puppets and dolls. Over most of these, we can see text that mentions Elsa, her wanting to sing a song for you, and for the audience to, quote, come follow us. If we really take a look at what we're watching, though, we can notice random slices of videos that don't exactly seem to fit in with the already bizarre narrative that this channel is trying to present. It seems as if these cuts potentially relate to the strange LZW video that we saw earlier, but I'll let you be the judge. A few other videos are in the playlist that also directly involve that initial LZW video that we looked at, but weirdly, all of these come from different YouTube channels. Here, we have a set of videos from one with an odd symbol titled Delta K, some from Surprise Songs Club, other disturbing ones from a channel beginning with MXKKR, more from a person named Stuart Silverstone, and lastly, the uploads by the LZW channel. Now, all of these are in this Pelzer Super TV playlist. But are they somehow connected? Stuart Silverstone. All right. So in doing some digging on this, I was able to stumble upon an update post regarding this very situation. Here, users were digging deeper, eventually unearthing some information surrounding Super Pelzer TV. We're about to find that this has been investigated before, but interest in it has historically fizzled out. One Redditor shared a link to one previous investigation into this from 2 years ago. Over on a website called spidercatweb.wordpress.com, we can see a rundown and info dump about Pelzer, South Carolina, and a cult that called themselves the Finders. On the website, in a blog entry from July of 2017, they claimed, "A few days ago, someone linked a video of H3H3 Productions commenting on this shitty new kids video trend. Inspired by this, an Anon who had noticed some gibberish posted in the comments of a video was paranoid enough to look into decoding it and discovered that it led to a Twitter page, which led to more videos, which contained more ciphers, which led to links and documents with various ciphers, and a conversation by the same people who posted the original gibberish YouTube posts on the child videos. The conversation goes into detail about an organization based in the Southeast United States called the Finders. Some names led to registered sex offenders, and all signs led us to a town called Pelzer, South Carolina." So, this entire thing really started over 2 years ago. Back then, when the Elzagate scandal was unfolding, YouTubers were talking about this left and right, with H3H3 being one of them. Like they said, an Anon went over to one of those videos, specifically this one, titled Black Spider-Man vs. Scream and Spider-Man vs. Scream Video for Kids 2, and dug through the comments out of curiosity. Interestingly, in these, this aforementioned gibberish would actually be posted by a user named Stuart Silverstone. Familiar name, isn't it? Stuart's comment was later decoded, and when deciphered, it read, All programmers follow the white rabbit to all programmers follow the white rabbit to Bluebird at ZOCXT. Now, quick side note before we move on. For the next few segments here, a ton of information is covered. So for brevity, I'm going to be jumping forward through this. Alright, so this message by Stuart was later determined to lead to a Twitter profile with that very handle. When heading over there, we can find countless images with various notes and ciphers. When they decoded a couple of them, they eventually came up with a YouTube URL, which contained a code in hexadecimal, which eventually took them to an image that ended up leading to another YouTube video.
Red, your trigger is Star Wars. Your trigger is Britney Spears. Green. Your trigger is green balloons.
Now, while this upload is indeed unnerving, the most important part of this was found to be at the bottom of the description. This strange cipher actually leads to a binary code that, when translated, results in this phrase. Project Bluebird at Geik 69. As you might expect, Geik 69 is yet another Twitter profile filled with cryptic images and coded messages. When Anon's decoded tweets from this profile, it eventually led them to videos uploaded by channels in the Pelzer Super TV playlist, such as the ones beginning with LZW and MXKKR that we mentioned prior. After hours and hours of decoding the various ciphers in the uploads, Twitter profiles, and comments, the consensus was eventually made that all of these have a definitive connection to the Finders cult. In one of the tweets by ZOCXT, we can see a picture of a man with a coded message. It was found to be in a Caesar cipher and reads as follows. Who finds what the finders hide? So, who are they? In essence, the finders were a child trafficking and pedophilia ring founded by a man named Marion D. Petty. They were active from South Carolina down to Florida in the 1980s and were eventually infiltrated by the CIA. So, back to the profile. On May 28th, 2017, one last tweet will be posted by ZOCXT with a cryptic image, and according to the SpiderCat website host, this contained a vital piece of evidence. A message that, when decoded, translates to Zeta Astro, a page from Dave's diary. When they googled the phrase, they were led to this Yahoo Groups post that was made way back in August of 2007. Here, we can find a very comprehensive confession by a user who apparently met members of the Finders. In this post, the OP includes various names of supposed members with numerous mentions of Stuart Silverstone and Marion D. Petty. Anyway, circling back, remember that LZW channel name? Remember how off it was? It, too, is actually hidden behind a Caesar cipher, and when decrypted, results in the term the Game Caller. Coincidentally, the same nickname that members of the Finders cult called their leader, Marion D. Petty. So, with all this information in mind, now we have a bit of background on this Pelzer Super TV thing. There is a bit more to it. In this video from the playlist, titled Feet Omen Unexcite ZN, we can notice something interesting. The video starts off with clipart balloons rising, before text fades in with the URL containing excitementfunzone.xyz. When navigating to the site, We can notice that it seems to hold a heavy focus on the Spider-Man character, with his face littering nearly every webpage. If you click around in what seems like random spots, though, you're able to find pages that take you deeper into it. For instance, this one contains four columns of different colors. Clicking on each of these takes you to unlisted videos from channels that were in the Pelzer Super TV playlist, with some containing coordinates in the description that point back to Pelzer, South Carolina. Take a look. Back to the site homepage. Clicking the purple balloon will take you to a pixelated photo of a mutilated woman with a Delta K channel symbol behind her. If we click the red balloon, we'll encounter a weird masked figure holding up finger puppets of various characters. Clicking on their faces takes you, once again, back to the Pelzer Super TV playlist. If we head back and click on Spider-Man's face though, we can see a crudely drawn image of him. Clicking on the left side will take you to a Mediafire download link, which we'll come back to in a second. If you click on the right though, you'll be taken back to YouTube, landing yourself at the homepage of a very interesting channel called The Amazing Cult of Spider-Man. This is a 15 video animated series about the character. The descriptions of these videos all reference a Pelzer's Lutheran Church of His Holy Name, but the only lead I could get from that was a deserted Facebook page, clearly linked to all of this. Anyway, when digging around for more info about the channel, I stumbled upon a post from June of 2018 by a user named JustIDKMate. Here, we're able to find an older post about this, centered on that Spider-Man channel that we just discovered. Their post, while lengthy, closes things off with this edit. "Well, it looks like it was an ARG. Thanks everyone who fell down the rabbit hole with me. Even though we didn't find anything crazy, the game is pretty cool. You play as kids running from and surviving sexual predator Spider-Man, Elzas, and Jokers. It was a game based on ElzaGate, and to find it, we had to go down a fake ElzaGate rabbit hole." This is where this guy really hit the nail on the head. This entire thing, from start to finish, has all played out like a fake ElzaGate rabbit hole. We started from the top, with people stumbling upon a weird search term, then made the connection to various names like Stuart Silverstone, dove into his early comments being on now-defunct ElzaGate videos, discovered a website with Spider-Man, cryptic codes, and finger family puppets, and were eventually led to a Mediafire link that contains the very game that this person is referring to. Remember that NES game, Friday the 13th? This file is essentially a ROM hack version of that, by the name of Return to West Pelzer. In it, you're tasked with avoiding various Spider-Men that pop out of the ground to kill you, and littered all throughout, we can see that weird Delta K symbol that we saw on that channel and the website. Now, I'm not entirely sure if this is the end of this mystery, but it's definitely an arc of it that most likely has some hidden codes and other fun discoveries stashed away within it. So here's what I think is going on. Decades ago, the Finders cult, with the ringleader being Marion D. Petty, was very real, victimizing children by trafficking and creating quite a sizable stir in and around Pelzer, South Carolina. Someone, likely in the last few years, had done some digging on this entire phenomenon, and back during the Elzagate fallout on YouTube, decided to capitalize on the hype through various interconnected channels that they had made for an alternate reality game. The channel names were either those of the members of this cult, or encrypted references to their nicknames, with one example being the Game Caller. With this in mind, when they were ready, the next step was to garner an audience. Now, how would one go about doing that? Through cryptic comments on various YouTube videos during the height of the craze that was happening 2 years ago. In this case, by a user named Stuart Silverstone. They wanted you to find this. They wanted you to decrypt their codes. And over the course of the past 24 months, attempts have been made in smaller bursts, all unfortunately fizzling out over time. This time though, by what seems like total accident, this one tiny little search term had caused a wildfire, climbing its way to the top of r/conspiracy in the export of 4chan. This is an ARG based off of real events. Events that played out long, long ago, and it took all the way until now to really catch the internet's attention. While it might initially seem like the strange videos that the 4chan Anon stumbled upon are real, it all seems like a very premeditated and comprehensive ARG. Various interconnected websites, ROM hacks, Twitter, and YouTube profiles are absolutely a challenge to pull off effectively, but it seems as if they've done it. ARGs can prove to be a fantastic storytelling medium, blurring the line between fiction and reality. TryFG is simply an ARG trailhead, and one of many. The Game Masters are watching, and they know you are too. Now, we wait to see where this heads next. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one. I love you all. And good night. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one. I love you all. And good night.